completely redesigned Bashani Radio app is hotter than ever. Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.
Sadly, you've lost a loved one. You're experiencing complicated grief and don't know what to do. You feel you're losing your mind, or you're experiencing a dark night of the soul due to some painful life challenges and can't seem to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Perhaps you're struggling in your marriage or relationship and feel like throwing in the towel. Maybe you're a student and struggling with your self-esteem and suffer from test anxiety. Or you're a business person hitting the glass ceiling and struggling in your business and need a breakthrough. Or maybe you simply need to retreat and hear yourself think so you may recharge and refocus. Whatever the challenges you face, Victorious Living has developed a solution for you. Call Victorious Living at 1-721-524-8731, 1-721-522-2084, or 1-888-VICTORY. That's 1-888-388-4286. Or visit us at victoriouslivingfoundation.com and transform your life today.
On Love and Inspiration with Roy Cotton Jr. I'm going to go straight over to a wonderful interview with our two special guests in the studio. And just before we get into the interview here with my two special guests, I just want to remind you, wherever you are right now, if you are on St. Martin or you are abroad and you are planning to celebrate your birthday, well, definitely, you know where you've got to be, because you know I'm a person that loves food, and I would not send you somewhere where you cannot get amazing food for your birthday. So if you're celebrating your birthday or a special occasion, and you're looking definitely for an ideal place to really spend that with your family and friends, then you've got to be at Sweet Coconut on St. Martin. Sweet Coconut is located downstairs, the Puerto de Sol building, on your way to Simpson Bay across from Kimsha Beach. And if you do want to get more information about Sweet Coconut, where the food is as sweet as the name, go on to the following link right now. And that is bit.ly/sweetcoconutbirthday. That's bit.ly/sweetcoconutbirthday. And when you go there, mention Love and Inspiration with Roy Cotton Jr. to receive your birthday special. On the line with me this afternoon are two amazing guests. They've been on the show before, and it's always a pleasure to have them back on Love and Inspiration, because whenever they're here, they've always got important knowledge to share with you. I'm talking about Dr. Nicole Unamae Francis Cotton, who is a master therapist, and she's also the visionary and founder of Victorious Living Foundation on St. Martin. And she is here in the studio with me here on 102.7 FM. And I've got Dr. Johannes R. Fislinger, who is the founder of Lifestyle Prescription Medicine University, and also the, I would say, the visionary behind Lifestyle Medicine Summit, which is going to be taking place. It's the world's largest online health summit that is going to be taking place on October 27th to the 31st of 2021. So it gives me great pleasure to welcome both here on the show today. Good afternoon to you, Dr. Nicole Unamae Francis Cotton. How are you doing?
Good afternoon to you, Mr. Love and Inspiration, as well as Dr. Johannes Wisslinger and your listening audience all around the world. It's my pleasure being here.
Fantastic. And good evening to you, Dr. Johannes Wisslinger, live over in Germany. How are you doing?
Very good. Thank you. Not as sunny as St. Martin, though.
I could imagine. And what is it like over now in Germany? Is it still warm? Is the sun shining? Because I know somewhat it's still summertime. We're going to go into fall in just a bit. So what is it like now? Can you just let us know what time it is now in Germany?
We have like almost 10 o'clock in the evening here. And yeah, it's been pretty nice summer, but today a big rain, you know. Oh, crazy weather here, as like all over the place, really, you know. And I guess that ties right into lifestyle, because lifestyle matters as much about our own health, but also planetary health. So something we might discuss later.
Definitely, definitely.
You
sounds
can
like
be okay, right?
Yeah, we can hear you loud and clear. So we've got to send
Excellent.
Some sunshine for you over in Germany. But let's get straight into this amazing time that we have together. And as I mentioned to the listeners who are listening here on St. Martin and around the world, we just want to actually, first of all, I'm going to direct over to Dr. Nicole Irname Francis Cotton, and then I'm going to come back to you, Dr. Johannes. Dr. Irname Francis Cotton, tell us a little bit about Victoria Slim Foundation, because some persons may have heard of this before, and maybe not many people. So tell us a little bit about what is Victoria Slim Foundation, what you do through the foundation as a master therapist, and then we go over to Dr. Johannes.
So Victoria's Living Foundation exists, and it has existed since 2002 through a vision as well as a need to transform the lives of people and help them to live victoriously. And at the initial onset of Victoria's Living, it really came about because I saw, while visiting St. Martin, because I wasn't living back on the island at the time, I saw many young people just drifting. And in looking at the transition that took place in just a period of 2 years, when I left to do my master's, I recognized that our young people needed mentorship. And that was really what, you know, fueled the passion to begin Victorious Living, because at the time, I recognized that if things were to change, shift needed to happen, and transformation needed to happen, and mentorship needed to happen, and that's how we began. And so since then, we have been helping to help persons to live victoriously. We have helped quite a number of young people, you know, to transform their lives, and they're doing amazing things in their lives now. And in addition to that, we help families who are having struggles, you know, relationship issues, couples that are struggling in their marriages, young people who are having identity issues. So we take a wide gamut. Organizations, we help organizations with team building as well. So it's really about helping people to live victoriously and recognize that they can by the power of the Holy Spirit and some powerful tools that we use to transform their lives.
That sounds very powerful, Dr. Nicole Irname Francis. 2002, that's quite a long time. So actually 2022 next year is going to make, 20 years of Victorious
Correct.
Living.
Can you imagine?
And you haven't given up. Wow.
No, it's a vision. And when you have a vision which is fueled by passion, there's no giving up, even if you feel like it. Even if I have felt like it over the years, you know, with the many challenges, it's something that I cannot shake. So I have to keep going.
I can imagine, because of the transformation that has taken place in many lives, both young and those with more life experience. So
Correct.
Really, I congratulate you, no matter whatever the circumstances, have been over the years to today, that you continued with Victoria's Living Foundation. And today on the show, you are aligned with Dr. Johannes Wisslinger over in Germany. And Dr. Johannes, just tell us a little bit about the Lifestyle Prescription University for persons who may not have heard about it before. And then we get into really what's coming in October. The floor is yours, Dr. Johannes.
Sure, sure. Well, you know, I've been in this field, you might call it integrative, natural, a holistic type of medicine for like 30 years. And, you know, basically we felt there is much more education is needed for health professionals, for doctors that work traditionally into lifestyle medicine and health coaching, because the reality is, you know, and all the listeners might know that, or maybe not, that, you know, about 80% of all the health issues that we deal with on a day-to-day basis, a little headache there, digestive issues, you know, skin issues, whatever it may be, about 80% are caused by our lifestyle. And the science is very clear by now that, you know, even in terms of healthcare costs, 80-90% of healthcare costs in every country, St. Martin, US, in Europe, Asia, is basically used up to deal, to treat, to manage chronic disease. And that was kind of sad to me is that most people don't even know there are solutions. Right? We are so used to just let's fix this, you know, let's fix the problem. And that mentality has not worked with chronic disease that well because, you know, it's growing and expanding. But there is a solution, which is called lifestyle medicine. It's the name that most people use these days. Thousands of doctors are using it, practicing it. And still, it's rarely available for the general public. I mean, and first, I want to just talk about that, you know, that it's actually available, but I'd like to ask also the audience, who has been asking your doctor? Have you been asking your doctor, hey, do you offer lifestyle medicine? Do you actually prescribe lifestyle medicine or health coaching for me, for my health issue? If it's obesity, diabetes, coronary heart issues, and pain, even anxiety and depression and a lot of the behavioral symptoms that you might have experienced or experience right now. And so what I'd like just from the beginning, ask everyone to do is ask your doctor about lifestyle medicine. Ask your doctor or your clinic or a healthcare provider about lifestyle medicine and health coaching. Because we know it works. Lifestyle medicine works. Health coaching works. The science is very clear. We just have to implement it. And you, as someone that might have a health issue or just wants to be healthier overall, more vitality, you'll be happier and especially live longer. Lifestyle medicine is the solution because it's been proven again and again that it does work. And at the Lifestyle Prescriptions University, we teach basically doctors and all kinds of healthcare professionals how to implement lifestyle medicine into their practices. And, you know, the big question I think most of us have is when we have a symptom, right? Something pops up like a headache or back pain or whatever it is. And then we say, why is this happening to me? Right? I mean, that's typically what we ask ourselves. What's going on here? And when we really know, we're calling that root cause analysis. We're addressing the root causes, what's really causing this symptom or this behavior. When we address these root causes, it's amazing what can happen. And so I really encourage everyone to study, to learn about it. And the summit that's going to come up in October is basically an invitation. It's a free event for, we're calling it for health professionals, but also health lovers that love or want to be healthy, happier, and live longer. And you get an amazing, I mean, the top authorities, celebrities also in this field, healthy living, lifestyle medicine, health coaching, and this free talks, very focused, high quality talks, workshops, and a lot of free content, learning that helps you to walk this path.
I really appreciate what you've shared, Dr. Johannes, because very importantly, and you said it earlier, how important it is to ask your GP, you know, your general practitioner, you know, does he or she offer lifestyle medicine? And I think sometimes maybe persons don't really think about it because when they're in front of the doctor, they go and they share about what are the symptoms they're experiencing and what they're looking at, maybe consciously or subconsciously at the same time, is I need that fix immediately. That's why I'm here to you as a doctor. And once the doctor states whatever is the situation based on what they've shared about their symptoms, and here is the prescribed medicine, it's like, hallelujah, I am helped and may not even self-think about, hey, is there alternatives? Do I really need this medicine? Do I need this in my body right now? Is there an alternative? So I'm so happy that you stated that and that you've extended the invitation to persons to attend the Lifestyle Medicine Summit, which is free online in October, which we'll come back onto that in just a little bit, where you'll be able to highlight one or two of the well-renowned doctors in the world who would be on that stage, including, as we know here, and sharing Dr. Nicole Unamae Francis Cotton from St. Martin that will be also on that international stage in October. So let me just ask Dr. Unamae right now, as you heard Dr. Johannes spoke about, you know, going to your GP, and are you asking him or her about lifestyle prescriptions, or is there an alternative? You practice here on St. Martin. What can you say to listeners out there on what you do in terms of lifestyle prescription practicing? Because I believe that's what you do.
Yes, that's one of the tools that we use at Victorious Living, and it has proven to be very effective. And I must say, I really have to thank Dr. Johannes for, you know, having introduced the school and having the passion to develop it, because having learned the tools of lifestyle prescription and going to the root causes of people's issues, I've been able to really assist my clients who may have been having pain. Like very recently, in seeing a client, you know, she indicated that she was having pain in her knees. And this was after we went into a root cause analysis. And as she mentioned to me, you know, she was having pain in her knees, I decided, let me look at my organ, mind, brain connection chart, right? And in looking at the chart, I recognize that for the knee, it represents not satisfied ambitions. So then I asked her, you know, in a curious way, have you been having issues whereby you feel as if you have not fulfilled certain ambitions? And she said, yes. And a few other things as well, you know, I asked based upon the points in her body that she was having issues. And for example, the head. Are you devaluing yourself? Do you feel as if you're dumb, you've made some foolish mistakes? And the answer again was yes, because of the connection between the organs, the mind, and the brain. And so it gets you to a very focused and very quick manner in dealing with situations that normally somebody would overlook. You're able to bring it all together and help them to recognize what the challenges may be.
That is very powerful as I hear you speak about that. And it sounds to me, Dr. Nicole, as if when you utilize that, especially with this mind-body connection and the chart that you're talking about, it sounds like you really get to the root cause of what the client is coming to you with, than rather having to investigate and go through a lot more than that. It sounds like it's like laser target. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. And actually, that's what one of my clients, an international client, stated.
Okay.
It is so laser focused that you're able to get some really direct answers that you may not have gotten otherwise just by talk therapy.
Wow. That's powerful. I'm pretty sure wherever persons are listening right now, they may be wanting to book right away with you, Dr. Unamae, if they're here on St. Martin. How can they connect with you if they want to experience this lifestyle prescription way of how you practice and getting straight to the root cause than actually having to go through talk therapy and come back next week again, etc.?
So the website is victoriouslivingfoundation.com. That's victoriouslivingfoundation.com or 1721-524-8731. That's our phone contact.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you for sharing that. Dr. Johannes, you're listening to Dr. Nicole here in St. Martin, and she's talking about in her practice utilizing lifestyle prescription, you know, as an approach, getting straight to the root cause. Can you share with listeners, what is that process like? I believe it's a nine-stage process. So if you can share, then persons could understand how powerful this is.
Yes, absolutely. So honestly, I can only suggest anyone that has any kind of health issue, and when we talk about health issue, it's not just our body, right? I think most of us deep down know it's in science is called psychosocially, which means our emotions, stresses we experience in our lives, the thoughts we have, our, you know, kind of limiting thoughts very often, the social environment we're in, all that affects us. And again, the science is clear by now that it's not just the physical, mechanical body, but we are beings of, you know, we feel, we think, we experience life. And that's the specialty as we teach it at Lifestyle Prescriptions University and also the Summit. There's a lot of courses there or trainings and classes. But like Nicole is working and trained at the university, also being a faculty member, it's just so effective. You know, and so I narrow it down to three things. The first thing, and it's funny that we talk about this because about an hour ago I had a talk with a doctor, a very well-known and super good doctor from Florida. And he said, the number one issue in healthcare, even these days, traditional, is that there is not enough diagnostics, meaning we've forgotten to actually ask these questions. Ask the clients, ask, well, what's going on? Why is this happening? And so the way we work with Lifestyle Prescriptions is first do a very precise analysis, which can take 15, 20 minutes, right? Because we know how the body works. We know which emotions affect which organ tissue, for example, which symptom. So we do a very thorough root cause analysis, as we call it. And then we work on the most effective strategy. How can we help you to shift rather quickly? And, you know, at the university, we always, when we see these client cases that are posted by our students, it's mind-blowing that, you know, within one session, let's say a skin issue, an eczema, drops by 80, 90%, a headache or, you know, a depression or anxiety disappears very quickly. Not everyone, but we see it so often. And the reason why this is happening, I use the analogy, if you know where the needle in the haystack is, you can take that needle easily out. If you don't, you try this, try that. And we just know where the needle is, take it out, the body auto-regulates. Like Dean Ornish, one of the most well-known doctors in lifestyle medicine, you know, treats Clinton and a lot of Hollywood people, celebrities. He always says this, that the body has this, or our organism has this amazing ability to auto-regulate, to heal itself if we allow it to happen. And so the three-step process that we use that is so effective, first know exactly why this symptom shows up. Why does it show up now? Why is it chronic? What keeps it chronic? The second one is use a variety of health coaching and lifestyle medicine interventions to help you. Very easy to do. It's not complicated, right? And then the third part is we want your involvement. That's when we write lifestyle prescriptions for you, basically prescribing lifestyle medicine, where you start to establish new healthy habits. And the thing with habits is they can be nasty, right? They stick around where, you know, a lot of us New Year's, we say, oh, now I eat better. But then we forget about it. And that's the job of Nicole or health coaches in lifestyle medicine. It's like we're holding your hand. We're helping you in this process. Not just willpower, right? Oh, I do this, I do this. But actually this unconscious, this automation in our body, right? What's triggering me to actually live healthy versus unhealthy? So we help to shift that within you, and suddenly you start noticing, oh my God, the last 2 months I ate so much healthier. I feel so much better, right? Oh, this symptom disappeared. Oh my God, I didn't even notice. And so that's the process. And I can only encourage, and that's part of the summit really, where, you know, we know lifestyle medicine and health coaching work. The question now is how can every single doctor, clinic, hospital, worldwide use it? And the outcome is absolutely astounding. I just want to finish with one vision. I want to show you, or you could visualize, everybody listening. Visualize for a second. If you, next time you go to any healthcare provider, you ask that one simple question, which is, do you offer lifestyle medicine or health coaching? Do you prescribe lifestyle medicine and health coaching? And if you and ten thousands of people and healthcare professionals do that, healthcare will radically change. And that's what we also talked about, right? This shift. A shift has to happen, and we have to do this together. If we don't demand it, if you don't ask for it, if you don't say, you know, enough is enough. I want options in healthcare. And options that are evidence-based, but options that are not just treating and managing symptoms, but actually that make me healthier, happier, and I live longer and better. Quality of life goes tremendously up.
You know, Dr. Johannes, you know, I am following you fully. And you said something key right there, and that is a shift that is taking place in healthcare, and how important it is to consciously recognize that when you go to your healthcare provider and ask about, are they in a position of offering health, lifestyle, health coaching, or prescriptions? It actually starts with a shift, recognizing that there's a shift in the healthcare that is taking place right now among all the shifts that are taking place in the world. And the most important thing is actually having a paradigm shift as an individual. And when we talk about paradigm, we're talking about having a different way of thinking than the traditional way of when we go to the doctor, that this is what it is, and that's all. So I'm just thinking about this as I direct this over briefly to Dr. Erna May Francis Cotton here on St. Martin. What are you recognizing when persons come to you? And are you recognizing that persons have a paradigm shift when you start to talk to them about the lifestyle prescription?
Definitely. You know, as Dr. Johannes mentioned, over the past several hundred years, I guess, that the focus has been on symptomology, on symptoms, treating symptoms. So, you know, the analogy that is often used is the tap is turned on, the water overflows the kitchen sink onto the ground, and the persons keep mopping up the water and forget to turn off the tap. So if you don't turn off the tap, you're going to always have a problem. And that is really the essence of what has been happening in healthcare. And I see that all the time, especially I have recognized, you know, over the past at least 3 years, as I have been working more with persons with depression, I recognize that many are on medication and, you know, they have been using the medication for a while, but have not really been seeing any results. And as a result of the very targeted processes that I utilize, we're able to get to the root of the issue, because if you keep mopping up and not addressing the root and you just deal with the symptoms, after a while, you numb the whole situation and it doesn't resolve the matter. But once you address the root, then we're able to see changes happen and shifts take place in these people's lives. And it's really critical that we do that at this juncture. And, you know, all that's happening with COVID and all of that, it is an opportunity for the world actually to shift. And as we're talking about shift, we had the live streaming of LeaderCast Shift a couple of weeks ago, which was really a very powerful event. And we are inviting others to join us on October 1st, where we'll do a replay. And Dr. Johannes will also be one of our guests live, where he will share with those who are registering through Victorious Living with LeaderCast, that we'll be able to have that discussion, you know, a very healthy discussion on the shift, the revolutionary new health paradigm in lifestyle medicine. And so I want to extend to Dr. Johannes to let persons know what they can expect from the shift that you're going to be a part of on October 1st.
Yes, Dr. Johannes, you can go ahead and share with the listeners.
Sorry, I didn't hear that last question clearly. Could you say it again?
Yes, sure. Dr. Nicole was stating, if you can go ahead and share with the listeners a little bit about what you would be sharing on the 1st of October when we're having the replay of the shift from LeaderCast.
Yes. Well, first of all, obviously we'll talk about the need to really get involved. You know, the times are over where we can just go passively and say, fix me, if this is physical health issues or even our life, right? Because health is so directly linked to our life in general. You know, it's like, for example, if we're in bad relationships or if you're in a bad environment or, you know, we have we react very emotionally strong, like anger, upset, or sadness with certain life situations. That affects us deeply in our physical body. So I will share some of the skills and tools everyone can use, and you know, hopefully then inspire you to take more responsibility for your health. And the second thing is that we'll talk about also a bit about healthcare, what needs to happen, because, you know, I've been in this field so long, and there's a certain frustration that it took so long to get to the point where we are now. But on the other hand, now is the time to really make these changes, because doctors are frustrated. The whole healthcare system is not where everybody kind of knows that needs to change, and we have to demand it. And so I talk about three strategies that we all can do to really make a difference in our own lives, in our families, our kids, you know, in our society.
That is powerful, and I really do believe that it's going to be amazing on the 1st of October. You know, I just want to go on to one important point that Dr. Nicole just stated a while ago, and then we're going to come to the end of this powerful interview with both yourself and her on Love and Inspiration, where once again you will be able to invite persons to attend the Lifestyle Medicine Summit taking place at the end of October 2021. But she stated earlier that she sees quite a lot of persons who are suffering from depression. And, you know, I can imagine that sometimes is very challenging for family members or other persons or maybe other health professionals to actually get an understanding of where that depression is coming from. But I'm sure that when you analyze and you go straight into lifestyle prescription, Dr. Nicole, and you can correct me on this one if I'm incorrect, I'm pretty sure that you may recognize that that depression, or whatever it may be, is caused by unresolved trauma that has not been, you know, dealt with. Is that correct? Can you share with us? And then, Dr. Johannes, you can chime in if that's what you have also experienced when you see clients in Germany using lifestyle prescription, if there's a lot of trauma that persons are walking around with. Let's hear from you first, Dr. Nicole.
Yes, very often trauma, whether it's from childhood or from relationship challenges, or even work, you know, related issues often come up in the sessions. And that is part of what we're going to be focusing on as well at the summit, because I have decided I'm going to really focus on that because of the incidents, increasing number of persons who have been coming with deep-rooted trauma that have not been detected. And often trauma is misdiagnosed for psychosis. And this is something that has been found in the research. And I, because of what I'm seeing with my clients, I have decided that I'm going to do some more focus on that as I go further into developing my own studies. And so for the summit, that's what we're going to be focusing on. I will be focusing on how trauma impacts your relationships.
That's so very key, because sometimes we're not aware of that. And we're wondering why we're going over the same cycle again. And it becomes then frustrated for other family members. And then it also has, you know, a burden. It creates a burden on that relationship, as you're stating. Dr. Johannes, as Dr. Nicole Erneme just spoke about that. What are you seeing actually over in your practice as a lifestyle prescription practitioner in terms of persons who may come to you with depression? Are you also recognizing there that is underlining trauma when you go straight to the root cause?
Yes, definitely. I mean, there are several causes, obviously. You know, it's never as straightforward. There's just one cause, so to speak. But definitely, I mean, the most common ones with depression, for example, are, you know, some chronic, as we call it, chronic traumatic kind of triggers where, you know, for example, we, you know, typically like, you know, depression, it goes up and down, it becomes stronger and then it disappears. And so this chronic process, once we know what's triggering me, and everybody can be a bit more aware, right? Just kind of pay more attention. What just happened if we fall into a depressive state? What just happened? What did I do? What did I think? Who did I talk to? What happened that triggered me into this state, for example? But there's also others. You know, there can be the dietary. You know, often if there's a certain kind of unhealthy diet, then that can feel as a depression where we just are very much down. And it's amazing, right? We change that diet if it's the root cause is the diet, or partially at least, then it's amazing how someone can feel a lot better and more vital, more energetic just by making some small lifestyle changes, not big ones, right? The small ones can be, if they're targeted, they can be extremely powerful. And a third one is, I think that's very often is kind of a lack of a life purpose, right? Which I think a lot of us feel or may feel, that we just feel like, oh, there should be more. There should be something else, you know, like, well, why am I here on this planet, right? Which is kind of a spiritual, really personal growth question. And very often this depressive kind of state, and it's just a state. It's in a way, it's a habit, right? We fall into that kind of behavior. And at the end, it really tells us to listen, to be quiet. What is it that I really want in my life? And once we find that answer and start acting upon it, you know, life just totally improves in a dramatic way.
Dr. Johannes, I would like to say the following, as you stated that, especially for the fact of the time that we're in right now, where you said there are persons who would be asking themselves the question, what is my purpose? Especially in the light of right now, when there are so many changes that has taken place, persons have lost their jobs. There is so much going on in the world, especially in the time that we're in with COVID. I'm sure that question is high in the brain or in the thoughts of persons, which can lead then to depression. And also at the same time, mixed with underlying issues that were not resolved, that then you get a presentation of this person seemingly is losing their mind, or, you know, can't find a way out. And then there's that misdiagnosis by other professionals or even the society and said, oh, he's crazy, or, you know, get them to mental health and prescribe drugs, but we're not recognizing what's really going on. I wonder if Dr. Nicole can answer to that, being here local in St. Martin, and then I'll hear from you, Dr. Johannes, and then we'll round off with this powerful interview. What can you say about that, Dr. Nicole?
So you're referring to purpose, right?
Yeah, because at the end of the day, we're in an interesting time right now, and I'm sure who is listening to me right now saying, you know, you're right, Roy Cotton Jr., it is really an interesting time where the persons, I know my neighbor, my sister, or whoever it is starting to ask himself, what is my purpose?
Yep.
And that can lead to depression. And that depression manifests itself because of what's going on. But at the end of the day, subconsciously, like a windows that is open like a computer, there's still trauma that is undealt with. And then outside to the persons who don't understand are saying, he's crazy, she's crazy, losing her mind, get him into mental health right away. And then, oh, let's give them an injection. And then there you go. And you like messed up the whole thing. So what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, purpose changes behavior. And the research has really shown it. And even within my practice and my own personal life, I have recognized that. Mm. So even if we didn't see the research in practical knowledge, we're able to recognize that when a person has a definite purpose, when they are on target with where they are going with their lives and they know what they want, it drives their behavior in a very deliberate and productive way. And when someone does not have a clear vision or purpose for their lives, they simply drift and have no motivation for living, you know. And so it's really critical that we help persons to discover their purpose. And that is part of what we do as well at Victorious Living, and quite successfully. And that has changed lots of people who started off at a very basic, low level state, you know, not very focused in life. And when they discovered why they are here, they literally just light up and things change drastically. So even at our LeaderCast shift, which, as I mentioned, we're going to replay on October 1st, that's one of the things that one of our speakers, you know, brought up when he spoke about employees. Because he said, these days, it's important for employers to understand what drives your employees. And not all employees are interested in the same thing. And so we have to understand, why are we here? And what is the purpose for us being here? So all of these things are really fundamental. And so we want to invite you to participate and be a part of this very powerful event that's coming up on October 1st. And you can go to our website. That's www.victoriouslivingfoundation.com. And on that site, you go to Leadership Summit. You have all the details there. Or you go to bit.ly/LeaderCast Shift Replay. And Dr. Johannes will be one of our speakers as well, speaking about the coming shift in healthcare. You're going to be learning how to lead through change and uncertainty, building a life of purpose, passion, and impact. All of these things that we discussed. And the persons who attended about a week and a half ago, they were really empowered and thankful for the over-delivery of information that they received.
Thank you for that. I do appreciate that very much, Dr. Johannes. Over to you.
Well, I think the first thing I want to say, you know, if somebody has health issues, it is really important to find someone that you can trust and that you want to work with. And, you know, the nice thing about lifestyle medicine and health coaching is that, you know, it's once you have someone that you work with, it is very, very effective. And a lot we can do ourselves. Right, just the basic things where we, you know, start to eat better, little tiny baby steps, start to exercise a bit more. And one of the things that we found to be incredibly helpful is like two practices. One is being grateful. Really focus on the good things in your life. You know, even if you say, oh, there's nothing good, there's always something good. And so write 100 things in your life that you're grateful for, and do it on a regular basis, every week a little bit. And the second one is, you know, like something like that, you know, with more mindful, some people call it mindful meditation, prayer, but in a way where we become more still inside, because most of us are so busy inside of our heads, emotionally, mentally, that we can't even think, well, what is it that I want? What's my path forward? And so starting a regular practice of mindfulness meditation or kind of contemplative prayer, for example. And the other thing is, honestly, is, you know, the summit that's going to come up in October is a nonprofit event. So it's a charity event. It's global. There's 10,000 of attendees that join. It's the largest gathering of, you know, healthcare professionals and health lovers. It's really for both. And that's the number one thing I'd like everyone to join, because you get so much, you know, support, so much. You learn so much, but not just learn much, because information is, in a way, is good, but it is about installing new habits. And that's what the summit is about, because, you know, being healthy means we need to change our own habits. And once you have the support, like at the university, Lifestyle Prescriptions University, what our students always say, oh, it's so great to have this community. right? And that's what the summit is going to be. It's a community where, you know, after the summit, during and after the summit, you are part of a movement. It's really a global movement to make lifestyle medicine and health coaching accessible to everyone. And I'd like you to keep this in mind, that this is where things going to go in healthcare. But if you join, and your family and countries, right, and people all over the world, it just happens a lot faster. And the results are going to be amazing. You know, we are going to be healthier. We're going to be happier for sure. And we're going to live longer with a much higher quality of life. You know, and that's really the mission, the vision of the summit. So it's lifestylemedicine.io. So lifestylemedicine.io, or you just Google Lifestyle Medicine Summit October, and it's free, right? I didn't maybe say that yet, but it's free to attend. So please join and sign up. And I think there's a link also at victoriousliving.com website, I believe.
That is right. Thank you so much for that, Dr. Johannes, for giving a website where persons could register for the Lifestyle Medicine 2021 that is going to be taking place on October 27th online, and it's free for everyone to attend who's listening to Love and Inspiration around the world, but also for healthcare professionals. Dr. Nicole Unamay Francis Cotton, as you round off, what is the other link that persons could register on via Victoria's Living Foundation?
So to learn more about lifestyle prescriptions, you can also go to lifestyleprescriptions.info/St. Martin. So that's lifestyleprescriptions.info/St. Martin. And you can contact us to learn more about how you can benefit from lifestyle prescriptions and be a part of the summit as well.
Thank you so much, Dr. Nicole Unamay Francis Cotton, for being here on the show and sharing with us all about this really important summit coming up and helping persons to understand how to live healthier, happier, and longer by shifting their paradigm. Dr. Johannes Fisslinger over in beautiful Germany, thank you for being on the show with us this evening. I know it's past 10 p.m. Your time, but we want to thank you for being here with us, sharing with the people around the world on Love and Inspiration. Thank you once again, Dr. Johannes, and we look forward to hearing from you on October 1st during the replay of the shift from LeaderCast through Victoria's Living Foundation, and definitely joining with the whole world on October 27th for the Lifestyle Medicine Summit. Thank you for being on the show, Dr. Johannes.
Oh, thank you so much, Roy and Nicole. Appreciate it. You're amazing. And see you October and at the Lifestyle Medicine Summit. Absolutely. Thank you.
Completely redesigned Bashani Radio app is hotter than ever. Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.